rich and she's nice. Bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The suspect is under arrest after a vehicle drove into a crowd last night during a street festival in Vancouver. Steve Rye with the Vancouver Police spoke to reporters.
We do not believe this was an act of terrorism, nor do we believe there are any ongoing threats.
At least 11 people were killed, dozens others injured. Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim says the suspect had a history of mental illness.
We can't create a police state here. Right. And so it doesn't get to the root cause. And this the conversation keeps coming back to mental health. We need to take care of people that are sick, get them the care they need.
The victims range in age from 5 to 65. When it comes to the economy,
a new CBS News poll conducted with YouGov found 53% of those surveyed believe the economy is getting worse under President Trump, and 48% say they're faring worse financially under the president's economic policies. 69% of those polled say the president is concentrating too little on lowering prices, and 62% say he's focusing too much on tariffs.
CBS's Christian Benavides. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats in both houses of Congress plan to highlight President Trump's policies as he reaches the first 100 days in office.
Our goal is to show the American people over and over again, whether it's the economy, whether it's tariffs, whether it's Russia and overseas, and whether it's rule of law, how bad he is.
Senator Schumer spoke on CNN. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says U.S. sanctions against Russia are having no impact. New Hampshire Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen tells CBS she supports a bill to impose additional sanctions.
And we ought to pass it through both houses and put those secondary sanctions on Russia. And the fact is, I've been watching Minister Lavrov for 16 years since I've been in the Senate, and he is very adept at talking a lot and saying nothing.
12 hours later, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Cory Booker have ended their Sunday sit-in. It involved continuous live streaming on the House steps about the Republican agenda and President Trump. More than 100 people, including some in the country illegally, are under arrest after a DEA raid on a nightclub in Colorado Springs. Jonathan Pullen with the Rocky Mountain DEA spoke about drugs seized during the raid.
When the cops showed up at the door, most of the drugs hit the floor. And we did find cocaine. It looks like some pink cocaine or the Tusi. And there was a little bit of other drugs, but we haven't had a time to test everything. But there were dozens of small packages of drugs that they've recovered so far that I have personally seen.
More than a dozen active duty military members were detained. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over the counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains April 25th through the 28th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A new study finds water bills are going up almost everywhere. Reporter Brad Gibson has details.
The average monthly water bill in America is up 7% from last year. Economist Taylor Boley with the Bank of America Institute.
Water utility payments were more than twice the rate of overall inflation.
The Mid-Atlantic region saw the greatest increase in prices at almost 10% in 1 year. The reason for these higher costs? Extreme weather, growing populations, and aging infrastructures.
It's another stressor in an overall general economic environment where there are so many cost of living pressures right now.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The Kenyans have done it again. Sebastian Sowe of Kenya won the London Marathon for his biggest career victory after making a solo breakaway with about 10 kilometers left. He finished in 2 hours, 2 minutes, 27 seconds and is the fourth Kenyan runner in a row to win the men's race in London. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear tonight, mid-40s, mostly sunny and breezy on Monday, highs near 67, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. Winds gust to 35 Monday night with some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and storms to start your Tuesday, then partly sunny, 57. It's 57 at our studios.
Thank you. Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we come. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we come. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go. I'm a Surf City, cause it's too
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby. When I reach for you, wanting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
runs George AN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
There's a cat.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover. Tonight with me she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Temptation has. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Just the same.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Smoking. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The former director of the National Institutes of Health, who recently resigned, says he fears aggressive downsizing could impact public health for generations. CBS's Sharon Alfonsi spoke to him on 60 Minutes.
Dr. Francis Collins spent 32 years at the National Institutes of Health, serving as the agency's director for 12 years under three presidential administrations. But he says even he was unprepared for the speed and severity of budget cuts at the NIH.
Almost immediately after inauguration, there were statements made that you were not allowed, for instance, to start any new projects.
Collins joined the NIH in 1993 to lead the Human Genome Project and later directed the agency's development of new tests, therapeutics, and vaccines during the pandemic.
Since January, 1,300 NIH employees have been fired.